You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, how has New Zealand mainstream media been covering Israel's war in Palestine, and why is it important?
Well, the way the mainstream media have been covering it is by taking stories from Western news sources from the UK and the US, and from the big news networks like Reuters and Associated Press and the BBC, so that all of our news is coming from Eurocentric news, news centres, so very European-centred view. And what that's been doing is it has been highlighting Israeli narratives, Israeli stories, Israeli justifications, Israeli explanations. Israel has been put front and centre in these news stories, and Palestinian voices, if they're covered at all, are buried somewhere. It's a serious situation when we should be getting balanced coverage of what's going on in the Middle East and what is the most serious human rights issue of this century.
Yeah, it's a very complicated issue, and I feel like there should be both parts of the story involved, and it's a bit unfair that it's just getting covered from one side.
It is. It's very much getting covered from one side. And, I mean, the details are complicated, but the overall pattern of what's happening is very clear. It's simply an example of colonisation where one group of people has come onto someone else's land, as they did in the early last century, and once they became big and strong enough, they pushed the people, local people, off the land. They pushed the indigenous people off their land. So that's what's happened to Palestinians. They've just been pushed off their land. They've been ethnically cleansed, and they do not have equal rights with other groups in the Middle East, in particular Jewish Israelis, who have full sort of citizenship rights across the area, but across Palestine. But Palestinians, wherever they live in Palestine, they do not have equal rights with Israeli Jews.
How would you expect mainstream New Zealand media to accurately cover Israel's war in Palestine?
Well, they should cover it by giving Palestinian voices the opportunity to be heard. They simply do not. There are no, like I'm looking in the paper this morning, a big long story about the UK finally putting some restrictions on the arms they're sending to Israel. And it's all about Israel complaining. So Israel gets all of its propaganda points in there, but there isn't a Palestinian voice anywhere in the story. And I think that's very typical of what the New Zealand media are doing. This particular story came from The Telegraph in Britain, but it wouldn't matter where it came from. They are simply centering Israeli narratives at the expense of Palestinians. We must have Palestinian voices talking about Palestine, talking about the struggle which has gone on for 76 years now, and talking about why countries like New Zealand and other Western countries are complicit in the war crimes that are being committed every day against the Palestinian people, because we are not holding Israel to account.
Why is Prime Minister Christopher Luxon staying silent on Israel's war?
He's staying silent on Israel's war because he wants New Zealand to line up with the US. He wants to bring New Zealand much closer to the US than it has been in the past. This is a process which started under the Jacinda Ardern government, and now the national government is continuing it. We're moving closer and closer to the US, and there is a great reluctance on Christopher Luxon's part to criticise the US or Israel, because the two of them go hand in hand in what's happening in the Middle East. The US is the enabler of Israel's genocide against Palestinians. But Christopher Luxon doesn't want to criticise what he sees as New Zealand's most important ally. And so human rights is just disappearing into the background, and we've got hypocrisy and double standards which are driving New Zealand's position in the Middle East.
So why are the New Zealand rallies important, even if New Zealand is not directly affected by the war?
Well, I think they're incredibly important because what they're doing is they are cementing in the New Zealand public's mind that Israel is a rogue state, it is a racist state, it runs apartheid laws, and it is committing genocide against the Palestinian people. New Zealanders increasingly understand all those things. So what that means is it's going to be impossible for Israel to go back to the former relationship it had with New Zealand or with the rest of the world. It is seen as a pariah state. It's seen as a state which does not respect human rights, a state which operates racist laws against the Palestinian people, and a state which is conducting the most appalling atrocities day after day after day against the Palestinian people. You know, it's a not dissimilar situation in the Middle East to what happened in France in the 1940s when you had the Nazi occupation, which was going out hunting members of the French resistance to kill them. This is what Israel is doing now. It is the occupying force. It's occupying all of Palestine, and it's going out hunting the Palestinian resistance, the people who are fighting for freedom and self-determination. It's going out hunting them and killing them. This is utterly unacceptable. And New Zealand, we're on the wrong side of history. We're on the wrong side of this issue. And it's an embarrassment to be a New Zealander at the moment.
How can people get involved, or how can you find local rallies to participate in?
Well, people can find the local rallies by going to psna.nz. If you go there, you'll find our website. It's www.psna.nz. And on the front page, you can click on a tab and you can find all the local rallies around the country. Typically, every week, there's 30 centres around New Zealand which have Palestine solidarity events. There are vigils, there are marches, there are rallies, there are protests of all kinds. So, yeah, we encourage people to go there, to join their local group and to get active, and especially to get active in the BDS movement, so boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel, which is what the Palestinians are asking for. So it's a similar tactic to the tactic that was used against apartheid in South Africa, you know, boycott, divestment and sanctions. And for apartheid in Israel, the same tactic will bring the same result, which will be success for Palestinians in the end. I think it's the most important human rights issue for the 21st century. I really do, and I think it's really opening people's eyes to the world that we're seeing this horrendous thing going on in the Middle East, and we're seeing countries lining up, in New Zealand's case, on the wrong side, and in the case of the US, on the wrong side. The case of South Africa being the conscience of the world on this, you know, taking a very forward-looking approach. It's a moment of clarity for all of us, a moment of clarity for humanity as to what the values and the basic respect for human rights, which exists in some places but doesn't exist in others.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.